Hello and welcome back to Inside Out, episode 45. I is with my beautiful friend, Rebecca Aidhill. I met Rebecca 12 months ago when I interviewed her on this very podcast, and I was so drawn to everything about her, and we've remained really good friends since that first episode. Rebecca is now a leading business coach and supports women globally to launch and scale their businesses. She is also a mama of three and a mindset junkie. With her no BS approach to business, she's kicking goals by teaching other mums and women how to kick their personal goals. In today's episode, we talk about how you can harness your power in business and mindfulness. We also chat on what exactly is a business coach, how to build a successful brand, how Rebecca supports you to overcome your limiting beliefs, balancing motherhood and business, navigating friendships and intentional living, and oh my goodness, so much more. This is a very powerful conversation with so much to take away. I would love if you can share to your Instagram and tag us or leave a quick review so we can make sure that more women can hear this episode. All right, let's dive straight in. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. It is our second time having you here. I am so excited to talk to you because you have literally just changed your life completely since we last spoke. So I am really looking forward to this chat.
Oh my God, same. Thank you for having me. I feel very lucky. Second time.
I know, right? But there's just been so much that's transformed with you, with your personal life, with your career. Gosh, you've moved house, for goodness sake, interstate. So like everything's literally changed. And I just felt like we need to bring you into this conversation again and hear all the things that you're doing.
Yes, I can't wait. Let's do it.
Before we dive into the episode though, can you share for the people that don't follow you just a little bit on you, your family, and just your life at the moment?
Okay, of course. So I'm from Sweden. I moved to Australia 11 years ago. Didn't plan to stay here, but you know, here I am 11 years later, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. I have managed to find myself a beautiful man, Brody, and we have three beautiful children together. Kata, who is 3.5, we got Svea, who is 2, and Kalyanne, who is 3 months. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Incredible. And how is your, I suppose that fourth trimester going? How are you going with Kali?
Like really, really well. Like I really thought that, you know, having three kids under 3.5, like, yes, it's hectic. But I don't know what it is. I just found this calm since he came into our lives. I've just found this like calm within me that is just, yeah, I'm just finding it really flowy, really cruisy. And he's a really kind of calm baby too, I guess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe I've just learned, I guess this is like my third baby. It's like your first is like, you know, all trial your mistakes. Run. Yeah, exactly right. And then your second one, you get a little bit better. And now I'm on the third and I'm like, okay, I've got this. So I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's so, so awesome. And look, you definitely own motherhood. You suit it really, really well. If there's anyone that I think of that really suits mum life, it is you to a T, because you just naturally, I don't know, your maternal instincts, but you're such a calm, content woman when you're in mum mode. And then I also watch you in boss mode and you transition to this Wonder Woman superstar. Like I just love the two dynamics. It's really cool.
Like the double personality almost.
Just on that, you've transitioned from two well-established, highly reputable businesses to now being a really highly successful business coach in my eyes. Can you share what it is that you actually do as a business coach?
Of course. So I have the privilege in coaching women around the globe, and they come to me with either a business idea or a recently established business looking to take it to the next level. And basically what I help them with is just to give them the direction to get that to the business to the next step, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's so easy when you run your own business that it can easily become quite lonely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sit a lot, you know, with your own thoughts, you know, what direction is the best direction and what steps to take next. And I think by having a business coach, I just give them the right path so they don't have to guess what to do next, essentially. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that you just touched on there, you know, when you're in those initial, that concept stage of starting a business or you have an idea, it is quite a lonely place because so many people don't know where to go from there. And having that tool or that resource and having you, you know, that cheerleader on the sidelines going, hold on, I can help you. That is just,
it's irreplaceable, I think. And I think that so many women could utilize that and, you know, really harness the power of their own personal brand or the brand that they're trying to grow or scale by having someone just to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's essentially, because we're all really good at what we know.
Yes.
And most of us don't have the time to learn what we don't know. And so I love that, you know, your programming essentially is offering women the opportunity to either learn what you don't know, or here's how you get someone to do what you don't know as well. And you teach them.
Yeah. And that's what I say to them as well. Like, they're not meant to know it all. Like, when they start a business, right, you know, they're either working from a place of passion or they've just launched something that they're really, really passionate about. But it doesn't, you know, when you have your own business, you need to wear so many different hats as a business owner. And how are you meant to know it all? How are you meant to know what the best, you know, sales process is, or, you know, marketing strategy or systems and, you know, processes within your business? Like, you're not meant to know that. And I guess, like, that's where I step in as well.
This episode is brought to you by none other than Australia's leading business coach, Rebecca Aidhill. Rebecca has helped people around the globe launch, grow, and scale their businesses. Now she's on a mission to help women create long-lasting, successful businesses through her highly successful coaching programs, the Kickstart Project and the Six Figure Mastermind. If you are ticking one of these boxes, you should get in contact with Rebecca now. Do you have a business idea that you want to bring to life? Have you recently launched a business and you're ready to take it to the next level? Do you have an established business and you're ready to reach six figures and above? Or maybe you want someone to keep you accountable and guide you in the right direction to reach your business goals. Rebecca Aidhill and her coaching programs are 100% for you. Simply mention Inside Out with Chris to get 10% off her programs. I've listed all of Rebecca's details in the show notes. Please run, don't walk, don't miss a spot. Go and get in touch with Rebecca right now and let her know that Chris sent you.
And another thing that I'm quite passionate about as well is like helping all these women overcome limiting beliefs. And that is something that comes up a lot, you know, especially when we initially start to work together. Am I good enough? I'm so scared of being judged. You know, lack of direction and, you know, why me? Am I qualified enough? And all of those limiting beliefs are kind of just that often they just keep repeating to themselves. And what's going to happen is once they just like that is in their mind all the time, that's going to stop them from taking action because they are so scared of, you know, all of those things, right? And that's where I step in to kind of just give them that boost and set them on their way instead.
Yeah, look, I think I actually recently walked past a shop at my local Westfield and it was like a brow bar, and brow bars are popping up everywhere and it was brand new and the fit out's insane. It looked absolutely stunning. And I walked past it and there were four chairs and I thought, how many brows do you have to do in a day just to pay your rent?
Yes.
That's never going to work. And there's so many similar businesses I see locally in my area that are popping up with people with these great grand plans and they're awesome. But you've got to understand the next step. Like, how are you going to make money from that? And I think the more opportunities we have to have people like you in our lives where we can be like, hold on, you haven't thought of this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Well, then we can really look at how much we're going to invest, you know, and not just invest financially, but from an energy perspective, how much time and energy are we going to put into our new venture or plan or business? Or, you know, we need someone to pull in the reins and say, hey, hold on.
Yes.
This is going to cost you more time than you think to do what you want to do. And you're going to not make money for a couple of years. Are you prepared to do that?
Yeah.
I think it's great that you can be that person.
And I also think as well that, you know, I have people come to me with, you know, business ideas or they're wanting to launch a business, but there are already, you know, people out there doing what they want to do, right? You know, podcasts, for instance, or me being a business coach. And, you know, they're asking me, you know, is the market too saturated? You know, should I really bother going down the path of launching my own podcast or, you know, starting a, you know, kids clothing brand or whatever it is? And what I'm trying to tell them is like, first of all, when you launch something that already exists, it means that, you know, that there's certainly a problem out there that needs to be solved, right? There's a reason why there are so many people out there doing that, right? It's not a bad thing that, you know, for instance, being a business coach, I'm not the only business coach out there, but it's not stopping me from doing what I want to do because there are other business coaches out there. So, which really just shows that the model and the business idea is proven that it works. Mm-hmm. The point of difference is comes down to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that to my women as well, they go, oh, so I can actually do this too. I said, yeah, because you are you. You are not them.
Yeah.
You know, you have your own twist and your own flavor to the way you do things. And hence why I believe they should definitely pursue what they want to do.
Mm, that reminds me of a quote that I love, which is no one is you and that is your power. I actually say that to my two stepdaughters every morning when they wake up, like when we're standing in the mirror doing their hair. I think that is such a grand affirmation to and do whatever the hell you want to do, because no one is you and that it truly is your superpower, you know. And in business, that can definitely correlate in business in so many different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want that to be a reason for people not to pursue something that they want to do because they are, you know, scared of them not being good enough and or, you know, scared of the market being too saturated. Like, I don't want that to be a reason for them not to pursue what they want to do. So they are basically sitting back, not pursuing their, you know, their business dream because someone else is doing what they want to do. Like, why should they be second?
100%. Why should anyone ever settle for less than what they want?
Yeah. And that was like, you know, you know, speaking now, mentioning just about my personal life now. And that was the whole reason, like, for instance, we've just relocated up to the central, to the Gold Coast from the Central Coast. And, you know, just when, even when it comes to your personal lives, like, don't settle. You know, we moved from Sydney to the Central Coast and, you know, that was good for what it was for the couple of years that we were there, but we wanted more. We wanted something different. We wanted something different for our kids, right? And hence why we moved. So we packed up and, you know, we rented out a house on the Central Coast and we've just moved up to the Gold Coast. And I'm telling you, that was the best thing that we could have done. I feel like everything has just like fallen into place for us, but like, don't settle.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
Give me a decade. I'll be with you then. Just give me some time. I'm so jealous. That is literally my dream to be out there. I love it so much. I love the sun, the heat and the city and just, the food and everything about it I love. So I'll see you there in a decade.
Oh, can't wait.
You did just touch on it, but I would expect in coaching that you would see a common theme for women in business. And from my personal experience, and I know that you know this about me, mine has always been my limiting beliefs holding me back. My fear of judgment holding me back. These are two things that you just touched on, but what are some other themes that you've seen and how do you support women to work through these?
Okay. So basically, you know, they often come to me with like I said, lack of direction, lack of confidence. They're scared of failing. Am I good enough? Am I qualified enough? Like, will people judge me and all of those things? And what I say to them, first of all, that if you are happy to sit back and just watch your life unfold because you are scared what other people are going to think of you, would you really be proud of that looking back in 10 years' time to be like, I just sat back to please others. I just sat back for not pursuing what I want to do because I was essentially living my life based on someone else's opinion. Whew. And like, I know. And it's, and it really is. And like, once you put that into perspective that it's like, I'm not here to please everyone.
No.
Like, I'm not here to live anybody else's life. I'm here to make myself happy and my family happy. And, you know, I've got, you know, personal goals and business goals that I'm going to put first, whether, you know, Lisa up the street likes it or not. Because I'm doing it for me.
One thing you said to me a long time ago, and this always has stayed within my mind, and I don't know whether you say it in this context to your girls, but I think the people listening should hear this, is, you know, when you're worried about fear of judgment, put it into perspective. Who? Name the person you're worried about. Put that person in front of you. Is that, you know, can you put a person in front of you? If you can't, well, then, like, who the fuck are these people that you're so worried about? And who are they that are holding you back? Because if they are holding you and they're in your life and you can put a face in front of you, then get them out of your fucking life.
And they're 100% and they are not your people.
Yeah, they're not your fucking people.
Yeah, you know? I know.
And it's so important to just put that in the forefront of your mind every time something comes up where you're worrying about what other people think, or you get, you know, self-sabotage, you get really lost in the self-sabotage. It happens to me all the time, but I have that voice of you pop into my head that you said so long ago. And I'm like, hold on, am I really stopping doing what I want for me and my family? Because I am worried about someone's face that isn't actually there. There's no one there. I can't put a face there.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So who was
and
it?
Then it's like, and then it's like, you know, people say, I'm scared that people are going to judge me. It's
like,
but who are they? Like, yes. if people are judging you for showing up and doing something do you love every single day, sorry, but who the fuck are they? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what, like, why would you spend your time even thinking about those people? Like, why would you even let those people absorb your energy? Like, why would you choose to spend any time, any energy, like even letting them come into your mind? Because that is going to interrupt your flow. It's going to interrupt what you want to do. And honestly, you're going to end up so much worse off, I guess, by letting all of, I guess, that time and that negative energy just like absorb you. And yeah, just like, just don't let it happen. And this is why it's so important just to surround yourself with the right people, people that pump you up, people that boost you, the people that see, you know, that they're good in you and are willing to support you. And I actually thought about this the other day, that people often come running when, you know, things go bad for someone. You know, people are there to show their support when things are not going good. But who are there to support you when things are going well?
That's an interesting,
you know, who is there to clap for you when things are going well? So often what happens is, like, when you can see someone has, like, you know, if it's, you know, personal growth or business growth or, you know,
anything,
life growth, yeah, in general, yeah, like, who is there to support you on that journey, to keep pushing you forward, to keep pushing you ahead, to you know, to challenge you, to encourage you, and all of those things? Because what I found, it's so easy to support someone when they're doing worse, like worse than us, and when they are doing less, then it's easy because they are the, you know, a bit of, you know, the underdog.
Yeah.
So we want to help them to get back up on their feet. But once they start to shoot for the stars, people tend to ignore what's happening to them up there.
Well, you're shooting too high. They want to pull you down off the pedestal and be like, no, you can only reach as far as I am. You can't go above me. And that's, yeah, that's where toxic energies and, you know, toxic friendships, I suppose, come into the conversation. Because I'm literally thinking of people in my head right now where I'm like, I have my go-to girlfriends when something awesome happens who I want to tell.
Yes.
And some of those girls aren't the same people that I go to when something awful happens.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and just being like, making sure that, and I feel like that's a good kind of like checking for ourselves as well. Like, maybe we all need to like check in to be like, are we there to support our friends when they are doing something new, when they are doing something good, when they are, you know, changing the way they live, or, you know, maybe they are starting a new business? What are you doing as an individual, as a friend, as a partner, as a sister, as a mother? Like, what are you doing to support that person?
100%. Gosh, that resonates so much with me right now. And especially with, you know, different friendship circles and in motherhood, you find and navigate through a transition of new friendships and new people that you align with. Your values change, who you are changes, your workload changes, your mental load changes. There's all this transitioning going on. And through that, you've got old friendships, new friendships, and you're navigating that season. And I love that it's such a good incentive to have that check-in of who's bringing me more value and who's clapping me on when I'm at my peak and who's only showing up for me when I'm down, you know, operating at such a low vibration that I need support.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course you need those people in, you know, in your life as well. You want people to be there to support you in the hard times. But what I find is that when people in general are shooting for the stars or are doing really well, that it's, you know, it's easy not to encourage. It's easy not to, you know, recognize the fact that they are doing so well. It's easy not to say anything, because once someone states the fact that that person is doing extremely well, people potentially feel like they are not doing as good. Hence why they are not saying anything in the first place.
And people don't want to feel that.
Yeah.
Because that then triggers their own shame and their own, you know, fears and their own fear of judgment and limiting beliefs, because they don't want to, because they're too scared to move through that. Yeah.
Yeah. Where I'm like, you should run with people who runs faster than you, right?
Yes.
So I'm just like, okay, so if someone's fucking shooting for the stars, like,
I want to sit with that person.
With that person. So
yeah, let me at the table.
And I'm just like, yeah. And once you get into like, you know, that stage of like, yeah, I'm there. I'm going to be right there. I'm going to support. Yeah. I'm going to be the hype person. Like, they are the kind of vibrations you want in your life.
100%. So with this, how do you, in your coaching, like how, when this stuff does come up, do you have particular strategies that you implement in your coaching for these women?
Yeah, certainly. But it also comes down to, so like the majority of women that I work with are mothers, not all of them, but most. And first of all, it's just to give them that, you know, one of the first things we do is like really discover their true why. You know, why did they start this business in the first place? Where do they want to get to? Why is that important to them? And once they have the why, and I give them the plan to back up their why, like, it's like I just give them laser-like focused. Like there is like no room for error for them, because they've just got such a clear path. They know exactly what they need to do, and they also have the why to back them. So unless you have the why and unless you have the plan, of course it becomes overwhelming. Of course they don't know where to start. Mm. But the why with a clear plan is freaking dangerous.
I love that. Oh my goodness. So digressing a little bit, I think a lot of us do sit in the, and this is something, a topic that I know you're quite passionate about, sit in a masculine energy when we're sitting in boss mode. And, you know, we wear multiple hats as a business owner, you know, and then we go into our feminine energy when we're going into our mum mode. Now for you and for me, that's a door that's just behind me. Yeah. I go from sitting here having this conversation and operating really quickly and having all these emails to get back to and planning and booking and, you know, editing and content planning and all these things with all these hats under this boss mode hat. And then I open that door to a screaming baby and I go straight into nurture mum feminine mode. So I would love to know, how do you go finding the balance between the two?
Okay. So I love this question so much because I am so passionate about it. And I guess the quickest answer to this is that I'm never both. I never try and be both. And I have said this to you before, that either I'm work Rebecca or I'm mum Rebecca. I never mix the two, because once you start mixing the two, first of all, your work, your quality of work will never be as good once you get interrupted by babies and toddlers wanting your attention. So your work will never be your best. And also the other way around, you're not going to be show up as the best mother once you are distracted trying to get work done, and you get frustrated with your babies because you're trying to get work done, but then you can't get any work done because, you know, it's a bad combination.
Yeah.
So, and when I first fell pregnant, with Carter, my firstborn, people asked me, so what are you going to do with the business? And I had never thought of, you know, just the thought of having to choose. Why should I have to choose between being a mother and, you know, being a business owner? I said, I'm going to do both. And people kind of just looked at me like, are you sure you're going to do both? And at that moment, I realized what I had to do. So I'm always going to be a mum first. Like, that's always first.
I think that's for most mums. We're always, that natural instinct is to be mum first. Yeah.
Of course. And then really what I did, so I sat down and I mapped out my dream lifestyle. Like, this is how I want to live. This is how I want to feel. What's important to me? Like, what are some like non-negotiables that I need and want in my life? Once I had a clear plan of that, I then mapped my business around that. So how can I fit in my business? So I built my dream lifestyle and I literally built my business around that. So for instance, I never crossed the two. So when I'm work Rebecca, which is my Monday, Wednesday and Friday, on Tuesday and Thursday when my babies are at home, I am mum Rebecca and I don't mix the two, which allows me to be fully present in every single thing that I do. Which, and with that comes like when I sit down to work, because I have stepped away from thinking I need to work around the clock. Like, I don't need to do the 9 to 5 and, you know, work all year around. You know, I have created this business for myself that allows me to work 3 days a week so I can be a mom too and be a business owner too. But what I need is a super clear plan. So the 3 days when I do sit down, I never sit down once in front of my computer not knowing what I need to get done for that day. So really working with intention. So having that super clear plan, just so I don't sit down and go, what should I do today? So I know every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I sit down to work, boom, I know exactly what I need to do. I get it done, and then I set really clear boundaries. So my boundaries are, for instance, like once I finished all of the things on my to-do list, I close my laptop and I'm done for the day. Because when you have your own business, you can potentially work around the clock, right? There is endless of things that you can do, but you know, you don't want to go down the path of getting burnt out and all those kind of things. So basically I set my to-do list for the day. I show up with intention, I get it done, and then I switch off. And that really allows me to be really productive when I work, but then also having those really clear boundaries as well.
I think that's so amazing. It's like just for somebody that's feeling really overwhelmed or anxious about their workload. And even if you're not a business owner and you're working for somebody else, you know, whatever it is that you're doing for your work, it's an amazing thing to implement into your day-to-day to just have your list, close it down. We do have the opportunity to shut down, you know, making that intention every single day to turn off our work mode and be present with our lives, because, you know, we don't want to work. Sorry, what's the term? Work to live, live to work? We want to live our life and we're going to miss it if we're just worried about our work, you know?
And even especially with, you know, we all live busy lives this day, and I don't like the word busy, but, you know, even blocking out time for ourselves. And that's something that, you know, I say to my girls as well, that, you know, when are you going to schedule out some time for you? Like when is that in your calendar? And they go, I haven't actually done that before. Like one of my clients recently, she has literally, because she's feeling quite overwhelmed at the moment, and she has mapped out like every aspect of her life has got a place and time. And she was like, it was a game changer for her, because now she knows exactly when she's what and when she's doing what.
Yeah, I totally resonate with that. This morning, a set example of that this morning is I had some meetings in at our offices for our other couple of businesses, and I was supposed to go into town to sort all that out. That ended up being cancelled last minute, and I was like, I didn't go to the gym early this morning because I am feeling a little bit like I'm getting a cold, and I'm trying to protect that energy of getting up at 4 a.m. and being freezing at the gym. And, you know, I don't want to get sick. I don't have time to get sick. So I'm protecting that. But I also knew that I then would miss out on my exercise for the day, my movement, which is something that I need to function, you know, the best ability that I possibly can. And I had a window, an hour where I could go to the gym. And I was like, okay, you know what? This is my space. The universe works in magical ways, I truly believe. And this meeting has been cancelled. This now gives me the window to go and exercise and move my body and feel really good for the rest of the day. And I took it, you know, and I think I could have filled that hour with work. I could have filled that hour with prepping for the multiple interviews I've got coming up, but I'd use that hour for me. And sometimes in the mum mode, in the work mode, we forget through all of this, our relationships, our children, you know, we forget about us, and we should not be apologizing for self-care and taking the opportunity when it's given to us to, go and look after ourselves or do something productive for ourselves, not anybody else.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I love that so much. And sometimes it's about doing less, not adding more things in, like just taking things out and doing less, because I feel like once we get in a state of like overwhelm and stress and wanting to fit in so many things into our busy schedules, we're never going to find, and I'm really big on this, I have found this calm within myself that I don't know where it's come from, but you think with, you know, running a business, three little babies, like a fairly busy life, that I would be feeling quite stressed and overwhelmed, but it's almost like the busier I am, the calmer I feel, because I've done the work on the inside. And sometimes it's about to like stop and do less. And once you can be truly present at each aspect of your life, like that will then, like once you're trying to be at a different place in your head, I actually recall this when you were breastfeeding little Lola a while back.
Yes.
And you sent me a photo and you're like, fuck, I'm stuck here. and I really need to edit all of these episodes. And you had so many things on your to-do list.
Mm-hmm.
And all I said to you back, you are exactly where you need to be right now.
Mm.
And you went, oh, shit, true. That can wait.
Yeah.
Because we are so living in the future and we are thinking about what to do next that we can actually truly never appreciate the moment we are in right now.
Mm.
And that's why, like, you know, something that really works for me is using like daily affirmations as something that has continued to it reminds me on a daily basis to find my calm. So mm-hmm. I have 4 daily affirmations that I say to myself multiple times throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have them in front of me right now. I've got them saved as a screensaver on my phone. I've got them next to my coffee machine. And they really kind of allows me to, it reminds me certain affirmations got, you know, certain meanings, I guess. But one in particular just reminds me that I am exactly where I need to be.
Mm.
And I just need to be fully present doing. So like me being here right now, my mind is nowhere else than being here right now.
Mm. Mm.
And once you can truly like find that, I can promise you, you'll find a sense of calm that I just cannot explain.
It's a powerful tool. For the month of June, my goal is, and I've actually taken this on board because of like you, and I know that this is something that you do, is using 3 affirmations. And one of them is I'm taking back my power, because there have been so many different areas of my life over the last couple of years, both personally, professionally, I've felt powerless and out of control. And I really don't want to feel that anymore. And I know that, and I've been doing this for a couple of days now since I think maybe last Friday. And whenever, you know, my mind goes elsewhere, or I'm doing one thing and I'm thinking about something else, or I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed, which comes up a lot for me because, you know, mm-hmm. I've got 4 kids some of the time and 2 the other some of the time, and balancing yeah. businesses and things like that. So that anxiety does flare up a little bit, and the heart racing or, you know, the worrying. Mm. And I've just literally put my hand on my heart, taken a deep breath and just said to myself, I am taking back my power. And it literally works. Like my days have been so calming since I've started injecting this to my day to day.
Yeah.
So, I love yeah, 100%. Anyone listening that isn't doing this, pick 3 affirmations that resonate with you that will help you just realign when you need them, and put them on your phone, put them on a post-it note, literally write them down next to your toothbrush, write them on your mirror, whatever you need to do. Because like Rebecca just said, I promise you, it is freaking life changing.
Yeah. And like you said, control the things you can control, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And let go of the things you can't. And, you know, if I can also share this one affirmation that I love as well, is that, you know, never underestimate, you know, the quality of our thoughts, right? So one affirmation that's important to me is, tomorrow I will be where my thoughts go today.
Oof. That's
And I start every morning and I say that to myself. So regardless if I've been up 7 times with the kids or, you know, whatever is going on in my life, and it's so easy to fall into a negative mindset. But I start my day and I repeat that message to myself throughout my days, that tomorrow I will be where my thoughts go today, because we cannot underestimate the quality of our thoughts.
No, we definitely can't. That's incredible. And that, you know, then falls into, I suppose, manifestation and the law of attraction and all of these new, you know, thought-led things that I'm learning at the moment. And it's incredible. These are incredible tools that we can use, and that I feel like it needs to be in schools, for God's sakes. Like this stuff
100%.
Is powerful.
Yeah.
Why aren't we teaching our children this stuff so that they can use it for their whole lives? Like, it's been life-changing for me to simply using affirmations. It's been life-changing for me to be journaling. It's been life-changing me for meditation. And this, I'm almost 30 years old and I didn't have any of this 10 years ago. So
yeah.
I think the more obviously that we can keep sharing these practices and rituals, the better. Your mission is to help women create abundance beyond their wildest dreams. Can you tell me how you have created abundance for you and your family?
Yeah, I think something that I've, worked on a lot is that, you know, really setting those boundaries so I can be fully present. I feel like, and that is, first of all, you know, my greatest gift to my children, that, you know, they have a mother who is fully present when I'm there with them. I'm not trying to be both, and it allows me to perform better, you know, in my business. It allows me to be a better wife and be a better friend. And I feel like that's a real gift once that is abundance for me, being able to having those, you know, clear boundaries. And I guess it's like stepping away from feeling that because I have my own business, I need to work around the clock and I need to, you know, it's all about the hustle and hard work and all. Like, for me, it's not about that. It's about like doing less, but with intention and allow myself to be fully present with my family. And I like, I'm still learning, but I feel like I'm slowly mastering it. And like, it's been a huge gift that I've given to myself and to my family.
On that, can you share some tips on your daily routine? I suppose that, you know, some rituals or practices other than the affirmations that we touched on earlier that have allowed you to really harness your power and live more intentionally. What can women do? What would you encourage them to do?
Well, first of all, 100% the affirmations. So like, don't underestimate the power of using affirmations. And sometimes it can just be, you know, in different aspects of your life, if this comes to family or business or like whatever you want to do. But I feel like really setting your intentions for the day is crucial. The second thing that I love to do as well is that, you know, when I can, I sneak out of bed before the kids and I make myself a morning coffee and I just have, you know, 20 minutes to myself, even if that's at 5 o'clock in the morning or 5:30. And I know it's early, and especially when you're waking up at night, but it is to really allows me to just have a little bit of time for me to set my intentions for the day. And, you know, before you get into mum mode or work mode or whatever it is, just that moment of quiet for you, which has been really good for me. Another thing that I love for me as well is daily learning, something that I'm hugely passionate about. So if that is listening to a podcast or, you know, reading an article about something, or so I incorporate about 20 to 30 minutes of daily learning into my schedule. And I can sometimes do that, like I listen to podcasts when I have a shower, for instance, on different topics. And it can be business topics, or it can be about mindset, it can be about health, or it's your podcast, or but daily learning is something that's really beneficial for me.
I like that you touched on there getting up before the children. You know, it could be 5 o'clock, could be 5:30, whatever the time, you try and do that as often as you possibly can. I had a woman message me on Instagram last week who, when I had posted or shared that I was getting up at 4:15 to go and train for my 5 o'clock class. And she was like, oh my God, I could never do that. Because my children wake up at 6 o'clock. So I'm walking back in the door as they're waking up. And that really works for me and my family. And she was like, oh, my kids wake up at 5 on the dot. There is no way I could do that. And I sort of said to her, look, I'm not saying that you're doing anything wrong, but would you consider just starting the habit? Just do it for a couple of weeks for me and see how you go. Get up at 4:20. I know it's early, but you're already tired. You're already telling me that you're too exhausted by, you know, midday when the kids go down for a nap to exercise and move your body, and that's too hard. Well, why don't you just get up 30, 40 minutes earlier? You don't even have to do more than 7 minutes of exercise. You can literally do a 2-minute workout. I did 2 minutes of snatches today at the gym, and that was the conditioning piece, and I was shattered. Like, it doesn't take much to get your blood flowing, to release endorphins, to get the benefits of doing something that you love and doing something for yourself. And I just, I think that if we can start to put those practices like self-care first, prioritize them, schedule them into our day if we need to, get up before the sun if we need to, get up before the kids, whatever time that is, do what works for you, because like that wouldn't work for me. 5:30 would be too late for me, but that's what works for you and your household. And we need to really also reflect on what's going to work for us, because I see so often, online, especially in the social media space, everyone's comparing to everyone else's life. And I'm actually getting messages from women comparing their life to mine and why they can't do what I'm doing. And I'm like, but I can't do what you can do. Like, I don't have the time that you have. So we need to stop the comparison game as well and just do what's best for us and our family.
Find
what works, you know, and do that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much. Mm. Yeah, just do more of you. Just do more what feels good for you. Like, I don't know, if that means lower your expectations, and if that I don't know. I could keep talking about this forever, but we just got one shot at this life, right? And I know, like, maybe this is like a little bit deep, but I get quite passionate about this. And like, do we really want to spend this life like comparing ourselves, not pursuing what we want to do, like being okay with average, being okay with like feeling that you live a life just holding back doing something that you want to do, or, you know, not being the happiest or healthiest like version of yourself? Like, why should we be like,
why should we?
Yeah.
When do we start living for other people? You know, why should we be conditioned by, you know, old teachings that we have to wear a veil at our wedding because our mother-in-law told us to, or, you know, choose the job because our dad wants us to be a doctor, or, you know, why are we living for other people? Mm. The more we can harness the power of living abundantly and living with intention, the better our lives will be.
Mic drop.
All right, I've got one last question for you, because I feel like people listening are listening because they probably have a business idea. They follow you on Instagram. They want to know more about you. They may not be your client yet, and I'm sure that they will be after this episode. But other than joining your programs, what are some really fast and effective tips that you'd encourage people in a concept phase of their business to start now? What can they do right now?
Okay, so first of all, they need to step away from thinking that they need to do it full time and like working around the clock. Mm. Making small progress is better than making no progress at all.
Yeah.
So, and I know that they, you know, can be really overwhelming when you first start or when you have a business idea. So like going from business idea to actually having a business is a huge gap.
Yeah.
And once you start to think about all of the things that you need to do, just write them all down. In no particular order, just write them all down. And then you can start to put them into different categories. So when it comes to, like, if you have a product-based business, you know, building of the product, or, you know, getting all the resources for the product. And then you can go down the path of, you know, all the, you know, admin and back end and the marketing and the sales. So every kind of like category that you can think of. Don't worry about if you've forgotten a few, but start somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. So make a list out of everything that you come up with, and making small progress is better than no progress. And don't be afraid to ask for help. Even if you have a, you know, competitor, or, you know, if someone is doing what you want to do, don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help.
Mm.
How did you, like, what equipment do you use for your podcast, Chris? Like, that's not going to make your podcast worse by telling someone.
Absolutely not. And like, I am an open book with anything. I've actually received probably about 10 to 11 different messages from different women starting podcasts and things. And I'm an open book. Ask me anything. Like, I don't feel like my, you know, my life's work, and it's secret to know that I use the Rodecaster Pro. Like, I was sort of, I went to Muso's Corner. Like, I come up with the idea.
Exactly right. So that's what I mean. So like, don't be afraid to ask for help. And
people want to support you.
Yeah, definitely. And the worst thing is going to happen if you reach out and ask for help is that someone says no. And then you go, okay, no problem. I'll go to the next person. Mm. So making progress, small progress is better than no progress. Making the list, doesn't matter if you've forgotten a few things, just make that freaking list and start to tick off one thing at the time.
Love it. That's awesome. That would be so, so helpful for so many people in that concept phase, for sure.
Yeah. And if you want to do it, so like the last thing I want to say, if you're sitting in the stage of should I pursue this business or not, what I can, and you are scared of failing, the one thing I want to say to you is that if you don't try, you will 100% fail. And you don't want to sit back in 10 years' time and say, I wish I did that. I wonder what would have happened. Because if you don't try, if you don't give it a crack, you will 100% fail. And the worst thing that can happen, that you will go back to being where you are right now. And because you are listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you are okay. Mm. So you will benefit so much more by pursuing what it is that you want to do. Because first of all, you'll go through a huge stage of learning. you'll learn so much what it actually takes to have a business, and then you'll figure out maybe this is for me, maybe not. But unless you try and unless you do, you will never know.
100%. 100%. That's powerful. I've said that many times in this conversation. Powerful is my new word, obviously. But yeah, it is powerful. It's big, big thoughts, and I love it. And it's living intentionally. It's living with a vision and a plan and setting goals and making your dreams come alive. Everything that you've said in this conversation has been amazing. As always, I knew it would be. That's why I got you back here. Thank you so, so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you lots.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Inside Out. I really want to grow in this space and make sure these stories and experiences are heard. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Please leave me a review and hit subscribe to ensure you don't miss our next conversation. Please also join me on Instagram and let me know what you thought about this episode at Inside Out with Chris. I can't wait to share more with you really soon.